When I was a freshman at Northwestern College in Minneapolis, I had an experience I'll never forget. What happened to me was not only highly unusual, but the Lord used it to teach me a great lesson. It all began during our spring break at college. My wife and I planned to visit our parents for a few days, and a classmate named Waldron Scott was from our same general vicinity, and he offered to give us a ride home in his 1939 Plymouth. Now, we knew the car was old, but it seemed to be in pretty good shape, so we gladly accepted his offer. Well, we had barely gotten outside of Minneapolis when a terrible bang, bang, bang came from the engine. A gas station attendant told us that we had thrown a rod, but we kept going, bang, 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 down the highway at about 30 miles an hour. And finally, we made it to Council Bluffs, and Scotty went on over to Omaha. He thought he'd fix the car the next day. Now, Scotty is not all that mechanically minded, but he's very smart. He parked the car up close to the huge front porch and took the engine apart, laying each part in numbered order on the porch. When he got the engine apart, he took all the bent and broken and damaged parts to the junkyard, purchased used parts, took them home, and reassembled the engine. And when he pressed the starter, the engine ran, to Scotty's delight and surprise. Now, as long as those parts were spread out, even though each part might have been usable, until rightly joined together, that car would never run. Now, that's a good illustration of what's missing in some churches. Look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16. This says, Christ made the whole body fit together, and by the proper working of each individual part, there is brought about the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. Friend, that's true fellowship, fitting together to make it work. Each of us doing our part, doing the job for which the Lord has created us. Are you having trouble fitting together with fellow Christians? Perhaps you've never developed the proper perspective and appreciation for the role of others in the body of Christ. Ask God to give you a new appreciation for each member of His body. We must depend on each other. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Iams.